Hello, world.
Hello, Matt.
Hi there, Jan.
Hi.
Well, I haven't seen you since last year.
Actually, we have missed, I've missed a couple shows, or you've missed a couple shows. I had Randy Masters on talking
right.
about the natural laws of the universe 2 weeks ago, and last week you took the helm with
Dennis McGregor.
How'd it go?
It was great.
Was it?
He's get a chance to listen to the archives, folks. Dennis is a wonderful musician and home builder and painter living in the wilds of Sisters, Oregon.
Welcome to Live from Ordinary Miracles. I am Jan Sircone, and I'm facing my dear friend Matt Kramer, who's actually a little under the weather tonight.
That's putting it mildly.
If
you hear me snuffling, folks, I apologize, but this is live radio.
I might have to do a lot of the talking tonight. Matt, you know, I was just thinking that the types of guests that you and I are choosing are it's very amazing. You seem to me such a grounded person, and I missed you the week that I did my show, because I tend to go off in different directions. It's nice having that male grounded energy, so I just want to thank you.
That's a great honor. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's kind of a free-form show. We're sort of making up as we go along. We do have a guest
mm-hmm.
who's going to come in around 9:30, wonderful musician and healer named Lisa Nemzo. So if any of you want to get some advance insight, go to lisanemzo.com.
So that's beautiful voice.
L-I-S-A, N as in Nancy, E, M as in Mary, Z as in Zebra, O, lisanemzo.com. And we'll be bringing her on in about half an hour.
Matt and I thought that we should start off the year actually being co-hosts of Live from Ordinary Miracles to kind of ground the show on what we want our contribution to be and what we see the role of sound healing for this upcoming year. I myself see it as critical, as a focal point for the energies that will be needed to move these planetary changes into the proper place, which I'll get more into later. I know it's a huge subject, but I believe that the frequencies of the bodies and the sound and the sound healing that's exploding in so many ways, in many modalities, for medicine, for personal ascension, for everyday meditation uses. And maybe this would be a good time to talk about how we personally use sound in our healing practices.
I'll take that cue.
Think Kleenex.
Right. Well, I do something called voice mapping. And voice mapping is a form of emotional healing that uses the frequencies in your voice, and through a biofeedback process, sends those frequencies back to you, and it stimulates wherever it is within you that buried memory, suppressed trauma, and stress is basically hiding, but still having an impact on your life. And that's the elevator speech.
Mm-hmm. Just summarized. I actually do the voice bio, which is fascinating. It's the precursor. I send people over to voice mapping when I see a lot of emotional issues. And the program that I have is perfect for me, having been a singer all of my life and understanding intuitively in my body that when I stop singing that I actually would be become depressed. The chemicals in my body were not there for my well-being. I guess it would be the endorphins. And so I knew intuitively that when I sang for people as well, that if I had an intention for healing, that that would change the frequencies in the song and change the vibrational field. So I always had a sense that something more was happening with the voice. Then along comes the voice bio, where I actually can have a person speak three different questions, because your thoughts change the energy field within your body. And I can take a combination of the three different questions and come out with actually a picture of the frequencies in your body, which form a wave. Your body's actually a multidimensional being, so looking at a little picture doesn't completely explain it.
It's kind of a quantum mechanic thing.
Exactly. So picture a lasso, a golden spiraling energy. And in when we're not blocked in our emotional blockages, the matrix, the natural flow, we are a you look at a person and you would actually see a vortexing spiral. So you take this spiral and you whip it down and it becomes a wave on my computer graph. So if it's high in the middle, that person is more tends more towards a mental approach to life. If it's low in the middle, so it's sort of a bell curve looking thing, that person's what I call the Labrador, a little more laid back, and their sympathetic nervous system is a little more relaxed. Working with the voice bio has worked in tandem with my background in nursing, because I can correlate health systems and their well-being and the processes of breakdown, for instance, the immune system, depending on the balance or imbalances of those frequencies. And so we're seeing the body as an energetic matrix constantly trying to and able to rebalance itself if we put the right energetic mix in, which is emotions, food, sounds, everything. That's how your frequencies stay nice and balanced.
Okay, so I'm kind of thinking of an acupuncturist. Mm-hmm. An acupuncturist is kind of reading the energy traveling meridians.
Exactly.
Along with the pulses. So if you, let's say you're fortunate to have no health issues whatsoever,
mm-hmm.
You'd be a strong, kind of probably a beautifully resonating chord, like that bowl you have in front of you. But when there is a health issue, a challenge there,
a blockage to meridian,
okay.
Right.
And that's
just an example.
Okay. Well, let's say if you get an infection, which might come from whether you breathe it or there's a cut or something like that, but the meridian that's parasympathetic, I don't know if that's the right word to use,
mm-hmm.
to where
that's
you're having
housekeeping of your body, the parasympathetic nervous system,
right? Right. So that's then that meridian is not going to be resonating as strongly.
Well, it actually sends more energy. When I see inflammation, then there's a spike. For instance, if the adrenals are inflamed, if a person's had chronic stress, the D-sharp would be high before it becomes exhausted. Then it would actually go into a sclerotic state, and then it would lose all of its energy. So you can actually see inflammation. So that meridian would be hyper. The body sends the fire engine to where the problem is.
Uh-huh.
Inflammation, ding, 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 inflammation. Finally, exhausted, it kind of shrivels up, becomes sclerotic. Then you've got what we call physical deterioration. And I can see numbers below the natural body line. For instance, if it, a person who had sugar sensitivities had gone so long pushing that system, their pancreas would lose gas, and you'd see physical deterioration of the actual cells and of the organ itself. So you can, I tell people it's like, what's that little math sign that's actually greater to larger? It means like a V on its side.
With a line underneath it.
Well, yeah, and I say, here you are. You're at the beginning stages of immune breakdown, and I can pretty much tell them, once you get out here, once you get into the no man's zone, and there are certain patterns, that you are likely, if a cell wants to divide improperly in your body, your immune system will not recognize it as foreign, and it will grow into a tumor and be cancerous. So a lot of it's karma, it's everything else going on in a person's life, but in general, the immune system is that which protects us and keeps us healthy.
Now let me ask you in sort of layman terms.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody learns about voice bio.
Mm-hmm.
What can they expect in terms of coming to see you? And in that process, what can be done to help them and how would it help them?
Well, I use it not as diagnosis, but to look and say, what are you experiencing? And let's look at the imbalances. Are there any habits that you have, dietary or even emotionally, that we can begin to look at? For instance, if there's a lot of emotional issues, we can, it's so funny, if a person has repeated financial fears, that's like putting a specific frequency into their matrix, and it's actually one note that becomes hyper-driven, again, inflammation. So it's like putting a tuning fork, every time you have fear, or every time, say, a person's in an abuse situation, they become hot and sensitized to that frequency. So emotions do cause disease. After a while, if that particular meridian for that organ or system is driven, all the energy is zapped from the other areas. So you have to tone the opposite of that inflamed note. And that's where I work from. Your voice is the healing tool. Actually, what I'd like to do in the next few programs is to continue my talking about how the voice is our corrective tool, it's our diagnostic tool, and it also can be used intentionally for manifestation and for healing. It's very profound.
So I think you mentioned D-sharp would be connected with adrenal exhaustion.
With adrenals.
So what would the opposite tone be?
I don't have the brain that can actually remember that. I'd have to look at my chart, and I don't have it with me. And I don't want to say to our visitors anyway, our listeners, because it's a reciprocal relationship, and if the note, the tritone relationship of that note is not hot, in other words, it's a give-and-take relationship, and first of all, people don't really know if that D sharp is high unless they look in the graph.
Right.
And then we have to see if the other note has enough to give it. Do you understand what I'm saying? For instance, if the D sharp were low, your adrenals are exhausted, and I would say, okay, let's tone D sharp. Wait a minute. I have to see if we're not going to pull the plug on its reciprocal note. If it's already too low, you will get sick in that meridian.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can say this. My own pattern is I tend to be low in C, which is the thyroid, and that's the first place where stress comes in and hits your body. And it's because my F-sharp is too high. I have a reactive sympathetic nervous system. So environmental, genetic, I think, I worry, I think through. So my F-sharp is always cycling. And for a while, I used to tone quite a bit with an F-sharp. So that depleted my C even further.
You didn't know you were doing that.
No, not until I got the voice file. So by singing the note of C and toning, I can give my thyroid more energy and reduce my anxiety. Now, interestingly enough, my boyfriend, my partner, has low F sharp. When he's around me, he absorbs his...
Your F sharp.
His voice and his body absorbs my F sharp, so I become more relaxed. He gets energized. It's all vibrational. We are part of a huge vibrational matrix. Now, I had an idea tonight. If any of our listeners, we talk a lot about sound, and some people have had a lot of sound work, and other people might have just experienced some sound and want to talk about it. So we invite our listeners tonight. If you have had a sound experience of any level, any depth, we'd love for you to call tonight and share that with us and talk about it. We'll ask some questions, see how it went, what you thought about it. Maybe some of you think this is all nonsense.
Well, while we're waiting, one of my thoughts, what you were describing, in terms of the repeating parasympathetic system, it makes me think in terms of what I do with voice mapping. One of the areas that shows as an indicator of hidden stress is called repetitive thinking. And what I try to explain to people, it's not just about the thoughts that go around in your brain. It may be about a reaction you had years ago to something that happened to you, and you grew older and you forgot about it, but your body is still reacting to that circumstance and still protecting you. So that hypervigilance you described, where people don't realize if they're getting anxious or they're getting maybe frustrated or they're quick to anger.
Mm-hmm. And you repeat that with your partner.
Right.
What happened, like my father. He was prone to anger and had that little bit of threat in his voice that if you get out of line, I'll get angry. So now I have a fear of male anger.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I've been on 8 hours voice mapping with you, Matt, working on my father issues to release some of those matrices. But remember that spiral I said that goes through the body?
Right.
The minute I am afraid that a man might get angry by one of my activities, my spiraling stops and I freeze up.
And that's a repetitive thinking dynamic.
Exactly. I am responding from an old program. The most important thing for 2008, actually I have some wonderful predictions for 2008, and many of them are all, I get them all off the internet. I know many of us get these energy alerts, but it seems like the core thing is for this year, heal thyself. Work on yourself, clear some of these emotional matrices, and get your energy flowing so that you can let more light in.
Well, tonight's a good night for me to do that.
Yeah, you definitely need a little bit more light. And if we have time, I brought a little crystal bowl here, and we can do a little healing prayer. This would be a good time to...
Sounds good to me.
Look at a couple predictions here. Okay, this is the Ascended Master Kasumi, 111, which was yesterday, right?
1108.
1108. Well, it's boiled down numerologically, the 2 and the 8 equals 1.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, that's the New Age community, Matt. Okay.
Thank you.
The New Year Mass Activation. This is channeled through Michelle Eloff. And what they're saying is there's a lot of changes coming. There's a second wave of ascension coming. Changes of drastic proportions. These changes are not to be feared. And this is a change that brings you into a higher state of awareness, a deeper state of understanding, and a stronger presence of yourself directing your life. On the 11th of January and on the 21st of this year, you will undergo the initiation of the initiate into the journey of individuation. Again, this seems like a particular time to clear those old matrices so that you can be ready for some of these pretty interesting things that are predicted this year for geophysical and planetary changes. One of the more interesting parts of this Kasumi channeling is this part about the voice I thought I'd read. Your voice is a creative tool as much as your imagination is. It is the time of recognizing beyond just the intellect how powerful one's voice is, how communication and expression of one's truth in a loving and wise way automatically opens the door to a greater sense of freedom. Master Hilarion will reveal to you your manifestation abilities lying within your voice. Goddess Ishtar will show you the power that lies within freedom, the freedom that comes to you as a result of making the choice to break away from the constraints of any old paradigm thinking you may still be attached to. And again, this voice is so important, the way that I use it with the voice bio and the way that Matt is using it. And I'll be speaking, Matt, at my third World Sound Healing Convention.
Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, down at the Marriott on the end of this month, January 26, 27, 28. And I'm really going to hone in on the voice as being even more than an intentional healing tool. It is the way to access our higher consciousness states and to the point where your voice activates the body almost as if your body is the Holy Grail. I'm going to keep you in suspense about this. Okay. That's the whole topic, but the findings and the things that I'm working through myself, it's very phenomenal, the profound effect of sounding through your voice and opening up all the different channels. So I'm glad to see Kasumi saying this. Let me move on to another prediction here. The energies for January 2008, and the theme of this one is heart weaving. Holding the balance and creating from the heart. This is from my dear friend Journey up in Nevada. This is Archangel Michael, who we all know is one of the divine master leaders for the ascension processes and planetary changes that are occurring, and actually that we are at a turning point, crux now that 2008 is beginning. I'm sure many of the listeners are experiencing and understand exactly what I'm talking about. He begins. This is Archangel Michael through Celia Fenn. Dearest light workers, at this stage in the birth of the new year and a new cycle of creation and transformation, we wish to extend our joy and love to you. Indeed, you have come a long way. You have transformed and changed yourself from third-dimensional human beings to fifth dimension beings of light. that which we call human angels. And so at this time, you stand ready to receive the manifestation on earth of that which you've created. Be open to receive, and dearest ones, receive with joy. Matt, I have a question for you.
Okay.
I think it's no accident that we call this program Life from Ordinary Miracles, and I believe that we are moving into where human beings, working with their frequencies and ascension bodies, are more and more able to access and to work with these miracle realms. I was going to ask you what your thoughts on this. What do you think?
There's a whole lot of information out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I think about, quote unquote, where's humanity going, on one hand, it's still a small percentage of humanity has computers. Most people do not. I think there's a belief that us folks out here on the coasts, West Coast, East Coast, in a few spots of light like Taos and places like that, may be involved in terms of the self-searching and asking questions, and then there's the sharing of films like The Secret and What the Bleep, things like that. There's all these other forces that resist change.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that played out in the way media takes over people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear a beep.
Oh, we've got a call here.
To be continued.
The light workers versus the predatory leadership.
Thank you.
Hello, do we have a caller?
Hi.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. My name is Benjamin, actually. I'd had a sound journey a couple weeks back with you, actually, Jan.
Oh, Benjamin, hello. Yes.
Hi, how
yes,
are you?
Yes, 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 welcome. Thanks for calling in. I did put out a question that a person might call in and talk about their sound journey experience.
Yeah, yeah.
What would you like to share about your experience, Ben? First of all, you might tell people what is your background in working with sound. I mean, and talk a little bit louder, Benjamin.
I have very little background actually with any of that sort of thing. I am a musician, but as far as sound healing, I have almost no experience. So I guess maybe. Unprepared going into it, and maybe even a little skeptical, but it really was amazing. It's very relaxing and very healing.
Did anything surprise you?
Well, I guess everything kind of surprised me in a way. I really didn't know what to expect, as I said going in, but I felt at times there were almost hands on my face and on my arms, like relaxing my muscles, and it was really, really incredible.
So that was with the toning that Jan was doing?
Yeah, I think I kind of slipped into a trance-like state at some point, and I was just aware of a very peaceful feeling and a very relaxing, like some of my muscles relaxing tension that I've been holding in, I guess.
Did the feeling of relaxation continue a day after, 2 days?
It did. It stayed with me for some time. I realized, like, walking out, I felt refreshed when I woke up, and I noticed the next day, the day after, for a while after, I really felt great.
Matt and I were talking earlier about how people have these emotional matrices, which are actually vibrations. Do you think that the sounds that I made and some of the instruments could have disturbed, lift, raised, or released some of those? Does that make sense? Or
yeah, absolutely. I think that would be a really good way to explain what I felt. I mean, it was I had a lot of tension building up, I suppose, in my body, and just released it all. I felt so much better.
I had a very interesting experience during your sound journey. If I might share it, may I share it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I have brought forth different languages from indigenous sources that are fascinating to me, not knowing any of those languages. And I found myself singing a language and having having a Russian flavor or essence and having the visualization of your ancestors wanting to reach you and let you know everything is fine and that they love you. And so I remember asking you at the end, of course, are you Russian?
Yeah.
Which you laughed and said, how'd you know that?
Yeah.
So I am wondering if maybe some of the hands and feelings were that nurturing. When we use sound, we crucify time and space. And we...
Would you explain that?
It becomes sound, a portal. The frequencies balance. They balance certain dimensional parameters, which move us from the third dimension to the fifth dimension, where we can move backwards in time or forwards in time. And we also can move to other places. And so a shamanic journey allows us, through protection, through invoking divine light and protection, for Ben and I to access other places within his lineage. There may have been wounding and traumas that occurred through his familial patterns that were carried forward. I'll give you an example. Say if the grandmother had been severely abused by a male, and she would give that to the daughter, and then Ben would carry that matrix within his etheric body.
Transgenerational influence.
Right. So we, through frequencies, because our bodies are electromagnetic, balanced frequencies, we could actually release some ancestral matrices which Ben has carried that his mother had passed down, and it's right in his mother's voice. Every time his mother would go to speak, that edge of the voice, if that were in fact the case for you, Ben, I'm just giving an example.
Yeah.
But so I may have, through this sound journey, freed up some old templates that aren't even from this lifetime.
Well, along those lines, I have a question for Ben. Because I hear that you feel more relaxed, that sensation of being relaxed, you know, endured for a while. In terms of how you carry yourself within the world, how you perceive the world, how you respond, are there any changes in perception or behavior you're noticing?
Well, I guess what would go along with just a more relaxed perception, I mean, it really... That first day, my mood was incredible. The following days, I felt so much better. I had just a lot better outlook, I guess. And it felt like something had been relieved that had been with me for a long time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. For how long? I mean, forever?
As long as I can remember, I guess. Something that I was barely even aware I even had anymore. But when it was gone, it felt wonderful.
So the sound goes around the subconscious. And listen, I'm not paying this guy. This call then.
Presumably paid you, right?
Ben, this is wonderful, just in your own way. And, you know, you've never been to a sound healer before. All right, tell me the truth. Were you freaked out when I first started singing, like, in different languages? Or did you already trust me?
I was a little. And as I said, I was somewhat skeptical at first. But I really, once I entered that state, that trance-like state or sleep, I just was so relaxed and vaguely aware of what was happening, I guess, but everything just blended together. It was...
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. That's wonderfully helpful.
We are really, really pleased that you called us, Ben. Really, this is great. Call again sometime. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you very much.
All right, and come back and see me soon.
All right.
Blessings to you, young man. Good night.
And then if Seth is listening, and he says 95% of the time he is able to listen when stuff doesn't take his attention in the studio.
Let's welcome in Lisa.
Right, are you there,
Seth? Yes, and let's... Well, you know, maybe this would be a good time for me to do a little blessing prayer while...
Well, Seth is dialing Lisa.
Yeah, well, Seth is dialing Lisa. Lisa is a singer and works with healing energies as well. I would like to sing a little New Year's prayer. So we'll put everything on hold for just a moment and take a deep breath. Hello. Hello to all the listeners. I'd just like for all of us to take a deep breath going into 2008. And I'm going to use my voice to move some of the frequencies around in your body for just a moment. Then we'll bring our guest Lisa in. I hope you can hear the bowl. This is a holographic bowl. Put your microphone down here a little bit.
Okay.
Take a deep breath in through your mouth and let it out through your mouth. Feel the top of your head, and we're going to place ourselves in a beautiful, protective, it's called a holon of balance. Your body is actually a matrix of sacred geometry and sound. Each organ consists of its own beautiful configuration of perfectly balanced ratio, harmonic sounds and colors. Just going to sing a little blessing for your body for the new year. Take a deep breath. That's it. Ah, feels good. Stretch a little bit. We'll come back. Happy New Year.
Nice tones. Lisa, are you on the line?
I am here.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome. Welcome to our show, Life from Ordinary Miracles. I'm Jan.
Hi, Jan. My sister's name is Jan.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Now, is her name just Jan, or did she get...
Just Jan.
Me too.
Oh, I know. Isn't that amazing?
I always felt shorted. Now I know another just Jan. You've made my night.
Okay.
I heard your voice on the
website.
Beautiful voice. Very lyrical.
And again,
oh, thank you. Were you there?
I was listening in.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah. So...
Thank you.
One reason I'm happy to have you on the show is the other musicians I've had on are primarily musicians, but you're also somebody who works with people and helps take them through their challenges and helps them heal. Can you explain what you do?
Well, hold on a second. Let me see if I can turn the volume up here.
Okay.
Or...
volume on the phone?
Yeah, I got it. I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
Can you explain the healing work that you do?
Can I explain the healing work that I do?
Right.
Okay. I'm not hard of hearing, particularly, but I'm a polarity practitioner. I also am a cranial sacral therapist,
oh,
and
I love
do
that.
Reiki. and I've done sports massage, and I just told you the opposite of order of what I, how I learned. Mm-hmm. And I work with people who have emotional and physical trauma and have taken themselves as far as they can in the healing process. And I either start work with the fact that they still have shock in their systems.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have shock in their system, they're not going to be able to fully recover. And through a series of different, everybody, I work with everybody differently, but I repattern using techniques, repattern either going back over the, through the, if there's an accident or just finding the origin of where the trauma is in the body, beginning an unwinding process, which is, allows them to then either go back to physiotherapy and be, and really get their range of motion back, or if it's an emotional component, they stop looping in patterns of behavior that bring them to the same, I guess the same sort of dysfunctional patterns that keep them either stuck in a job or a relationship or things that are not really supporting their wholeness, you know, and their health.
So your modality is basically energetic. Is that through your hands, your voice, or you using sound?
Well, it's through, I think it's through everything. And, you know, the process for me is really reading body language.
Uh-huh.
And I wait until, I mean, we talk for a while until I see a discrepancy between what they're saying and then their body language is saying something different. For instance, somebody can say, oh, I really like that, but they're shaking their head no.
Mm-hmm.
Finding those discrepancies allow me to figure out where they're disconnecting and splitting off a little bit.
It's like they've crossed wires.
So the body doesn't lie.
Never lies.
Ah.
How did you come into this?
And neither do, you know, our, I really trust that, you know, my guidance and my hands hopefully know what they're doing in terms of, you know, unwinding a process like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've known you for over 30 years as a wonderful musician. How did you come into the healing work?
I was gifted a session. A long time ago. Somebody said, there's this great guy, his name is Christopher Baker, and he does this crazy stuff, and you should just, I'm going to give you a gift. And I thought, okay. I never had anything like that in my life. I think that it was just before it was before I had done anything at all. And so he came over, and I didn't have a table or anything, and he didn't have a table, and I laid down on a carpet, and he started sort of waving his hands over me, and I just thought, oh my God, is it over yet?
Yeah, I mean, you probably were like saying, is this guy nuts or what?
He didn't feel, his energy was not crazy or nutty or ungrounded, but I just couldn't get what he was doing. But the weirdest thing started to happen for me, which was I felt like my limbs, arms and legs, were becoming so light that they were starting to levitate. They were starting to come off of the carpet. And
he was good.
And at one point, I sort of picked my head up, and he goes, "Don't open your eyes." And I realized I was off the carpet. I mean, not my whole, my torso wasn't.
Yeah.
And then I felt like I sort of lost consciousness for a split second. I heard a huge rumbling coming out of my left side, or external left side, and I ended up coming off the carpet completely, my whole entire body, and then I hit the carpet with a thud, and I realized that I had just unlocked a memory of the impact of being hit by a truck when I was 5 years old.
Oh.
Wow.
I had been in therapy for years, and every therapist had said, "Do you remember the moment of impact?" And I would say, "No." And I did regression therapy and hypnotherapy
in
and every
body.
Kind of therapy, and nothing touched it. And this did it. And I had had night terrors all my life, and I'd had all kinds of repercussions from it on a lot of levels, and they immediately stopped. And a lot of things stopped, and then I wanted to know, I said, what was that that you just did? And he said, oh, it was Reiki.
Reiki.
I said, but you did it off the body. And he goes, well, that's just my style. So I ended up taking a Reiki class, and I said, I want to learn more about whatever that is. And I needed to do my own healing work. So to answer your question, I started to do this work because I had problems that I was not able to get through myself. And in the process, I think one of my mentors said, have you ever thought of becoming a practitioner? I was like, no way, I'm a musician. And he said, well, it doesn't mean that you can't do music too. And I thought, because, there are lean times as a creative human being sometimes.
Yeah, as an artist, sure.
And I went to massage school and I started there and ended up studying, for about 8 years. I studied polarity for close to 7 or 8 years. So, long-winded story, but that's how it happened.
Just coming off the cuff at massage school, did you meet a teacher named Ginger Clark?
Ginger was one of my teachers.
Okay, tell her hello for me.
I don't see her anymore, but she's still at Santa Monica School of Massage.
Now, I have a question for you, Lisa. Matt and I are talking about how it is frequencies and actually the matrix of condensation of the trauma and shock of then imbalances of the vibrational matrices of the body. But do you buy into that when you use your hands that you are rearranging the frequency, you're using frequencies through your hands, through intention? How do you see that?
Well, I think that I use different I use a different language to describe it, but I think that we're talking about exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I work with the electromagnetic field of the body. I really scan. I do a scan that lets me relate on a sensory level as well as an energetic level to the landscape of the story of the person's being. And it goes far beyond their consciousness so that, their stories, I find their stories in the landscape of their electromagnetic field. I also find their blocks. I also find their, I find a lot of things. Sometimes I find entities or relatives I find everything I need to know about how to work with a person by working with your electromagnetic field, and it is all frequency because that's all we are anyway. We're just
now, when you use your hands,
Your
hands feel that, or do you feel it in your mind, see it in your mind's eye?
I see very little. I'm not a visual person. I'm more kinesthetic and audio, so I will hear and sense things, and then if the person happens to be more visual, I'll put my description in visual language. It's more NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, so if I've got somebody who's on the table who's visual, then I need to put it in visual terms.
Now, I have another important question for all the healing practitioners out there. Do you actually feel it in your body, or is it something that you're sensing separate from your own energy field?
I sense it in my body, and I sense it from their body, and so there's a communication that goes on that's obviously nonverbal until I verbalize something. But I think there's a commingling of, and with permission, of course, of those energies. I don't know that I'm answering your question, but that my experience is very much palpable through my forearms and my hands.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't tire you out, this process? You don't feel like you're taking on their energies?
No.
Okay.
No, not ever. I never take on anybody's energy.
Do you have a procedure to protect yourself?
For starters, I know I'm not the source.
Mm-hmm.
The source of the energy is not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm strictly a conduit of travel in space, of which that energy or the information travels through.
See, Matt, that's it. That's the portal, right?
Right.
It is the portal.
Time and space.
Wait, I I'm challenged by the word crucify. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, well, it's the. I'll explain it later. It's the cross. The time and space. The vertical is the vertical part of the cross. See, we have had a bad rap on the cross, and we'll have to do a whole program on it.
Okay.
Yeah, we die to the light.
Well, we'll get to that later.
Balancing time and space.
Okay.
Sorry, Lisa.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Is there more you want to? One of the questions is, how do people find you? To
through word of mouth. I've never advertised in 27 years of working.
Where are you? Where is your practice?
It's in the Los Angeles area.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in, on the west side near the beach, and then also I work one day a month in Burbank at a rehabilitation facility.
Mm.
And then I've done work in traveling to Northern California and also to Nashville and to various places. I'll go and do workshops in Potomac or in St. Paul, Minnesota. Sometimes I'll go and do a workshop or teach a workshop, and then clients will come from there. But it's always word of mouth. It's always been referrals for me. I've never advertised ever. And
people,
I'm knocking on wood as I say this. I've also never had anything negative.
They can find you through lisanemzo.com.
No.
No?
No. That's it's a website called nemzotics.com. It's NEMZOTICS,
nemzotics. Nemzotics.com.
The other one will take you to my music site.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Our show is Live from Ordinary Miracles, and I keep working on Matt that, yeah, the miracles are, more miracles are coming, and I believe it's through these energetic modalities. He's laughing at me. I think we're in the miracle realm. So, Lisa, you probably are seeing miracles with your work.
Every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. That's what I love to hear that.
Yeah, every day. There's magic. I mean, it's sort of like saying there's no flow for money, or there's no flow for love, or there's a constant flow of miracles, there's a constant flow of magic, of money, of energy, of unlimited, whatever it is, you just have to tap into it.
It's that conduit. You said you're being a conduit, and just like we talked earlier, it's a spiral, and our bodies, the universe wants us to keep vortexing and spiraling. We just jam it up.
Now, when you started doing, you started with sports massage, and you went with Reiki and then the polarity work, and all the time you, of course, were maintaining your career as a musician. Is there any resonance in your music based on your healing work?
Is there any what in my music?
I use the word resonance, but anyway, to hear.
Oh, resonance in my music? Well, it's weird that you would ask that because I had the last record that I did, CD that I did, was Restless Soul, and that I did it because I dedicated it to my father. He had passed away, and I had written I'd used some of the material that he really liked, and then I wrote a lot of other things that went into my own process of losing a parent, and I have heard, and I did it completely. It was completely for my own process. I put the record out, and I cannot tell you how many times I've heard from people, oh, it got me through chemotherapy. Oh, your music got me through, the death of my brother. Oh, this music. I mean, it's just been unbelievable to me.
What is personal is universal. Mm-hmm.
And I, like I said, I didn't do it on purpose, but I think that polarity has given me a basis from which to live. And it's non-ego based, which is, the music business is totally ego based
right.
On a lot of levels, and that shifted me, and I think it opened me up to writing about more in depth things. But I never sit down and write a song and think, oh, I want to write a song about healing, or it's inspiration,
That's wonderful. We're coming towards the end of our time. Are there any music events coming up you want to let people know about?
I am going to be at Kulak Woodshed, and you can log in and see the show live on January 16th, I think. And that's www.kulaks, K-U-L-A-K-S, as in woodshed, .com. And then there's a place where you can just click up for the live internet. And I host the songwriters, pro songwriters in the round, and do a couple featured artists, me being one of them, at the end of the last half of it. So,
well, we are very fortunate that you happen to be visiting Matt and could join us on our show tonight.
Well, I think you guys are doing an incredible service, and we need more of this so much. I just think the program is, you know, supporting.
Yeah, we need platforms for people doing the real things, people like you, well, making miracles happen. You're the opposite of the medical establishment. So
I very much appreciate your time tonight.
And I hope to have you back on, and next time we'll play some of your music.
Oh, we would love that. We'll cue it up ahead.
I would be honored.
That'd be great. Thank you, Lisa.
All right.
Thanks, Lisa.
Good night.
Happy New Year.
Well, Matt, do you have any announcements before I have mine and we play our goodnight music?
Well, matter of fact, Lisa performed for me back in October. She came up from L.A. and performed here in the store in one of our in-store concerts, which is very rare to get somebody of her caliber. January 20th, we have Penny Nichols. And Penny Nichols is a wonder singer-songwriter. She's going to do a songwriting workshop at 1 o'clock on Sunday the 20th. And then at 3 o'clock, she'll be part of the afternoon concert performance. So that's my upcoming announcement.
Great. I would invite everybody to check out my website, musicforjoyandhealing.com. And I'd love for you to sign up for my newsletter, all the different activities. We have a Mary Magdalene Divine Feminine Mysteries workshop on March 15th coming up, going on a trip to Egypt, and it's all in my newsletter. So musicforjoyandhealing.com. We're going to sign off tonight. Some excerpts from my very own CD, As Above, So Below. You can order it on cdbaby.com. Anything else, Matt?
I think that's a wrap, Jan.
That's great. This is a miracle show. You did really well not feeling well.
I didn't sneeze online once here.
Good night.
Good night, Jan. Roll tape, Seth.